interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Oh, yeah, you go to public school. Okay, okay, have fun. Okay, I'm parochial. Fun. Guess who's not looking over you? Parochial. Parochial. Okay. Oh, okay.
Isn't that a soup?
No.
Can I get a bowl of parochial?
Parochial, please.
Can I get parochial in a bread bowl, please?
Ooh.
Oh.
Parochial in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
I eat that. Warm it up a little.
Can I get a bowl of parochial with a side of baguette?
Oh, you must go to parochial because you say baguette.
Yeah. I'm wearing a plaid skirt. Can I have a parochial,
yes,
please?
Yes, you may. Yeah, uh-huh. Yep.
Extra hopping of parochial?
Yeah.
The word's hard to say.
Pretty bummed out. My grandpa died of parochial over the weekend. Showed up. My dad my dad and grandpa both died of parochial.
They had parochial, too.
They both had parochial.
Thank God we got vaccines for parochial now.
Oh, man. No, my dad and grandpa both died of the vaccine.
They did.
Parochial.
Oh,
man. Thanks, Pfizer. Snowflakes.
Good morning, everybody. Yep. Public and parochial schools. A lot of closes today. Closings today, rather.
Yeah.
No closings thanks. Yesterday. And, like, I don't know why. People are weird, man.
I wonder if you're going to say the same thing.
DMs that, like, schools were closing. People were DMing me going, oh, your kid's school closed, soft.
Yeah,
I'm like, what did I do?
It's the weirdest flex I've ever seen where this almost boomer and boomer generation somehow act like they never had days.
They never had a snow day.
They never had days off. They never had 2 hours delays. ESM had 2 hour delays all the time.
Yeah, we had them in Phoenix
all the time.
We had them in Phoenix. We had snow days. Yeah. They happened.
We had so many snow days. We used to be worried that we would run out of snow days.
Yes, and we did in Phoenix. We did. They're like, hey, man.
Nah. We use too many snow days, so there's going to be a random Thursday in August. You just got to pop in real quick. Yeah, if you could just, what do you got doing about after 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, could you just, like,
the 3 days.
All you got to do, guys, just so we get this funding, your parents have to drive by the school, and you got to wave at us, and then we can mark you as here.
Whip your lunchbox out onto the lawn.
We can say present, and then we submit that to the state, and then we get our funding.
And then it'd be good. You're right.
Yeah, very cold.
You must want the public school.
Yeah! We never close parochial. Never.
No, it's weird.
It's kids. It's kids these days. Well, it's soft.
It's selective memory. People like to, you know, people like to be victims, and they like to be like, well, we would have never closed a day early.
Yeah, Hoofy, we said to bring our own wood to our one-room school.
Exactly. Hoopy knew what it was like.
We all had to carry a log.
Yes.
So we had to chop it.
Yeah, man.
That was first period.
First period.
Chopping wood.
That's what we did. And the little stove in the middle of the room.
Right. Then we go out, hunt some squirrel, because you got to eat.
Dude, I got to say, anytime, have you ever been in one of those old schoolhouses?
Yeah.
And so you've seen what they look like, right?
Yeah.
I like to do that stuff because it's very important to have perspective about your life.
Yeah, that. I can't even fathom that whole situation.
We used to, and it's not even that old, bro.
No.
My wife's grandmother was a teacher in a small schoolhouse like that in Granby.
That's not that far back.
It's not that far back.
No. Not back.
But when we go to Tennessee, there's all these old cabins and all these old schoolhouses.
There's a lot of them.
A lot of them. And I love them because I'm nerdy like that. And you walk in. And it's literally a couple of rows. And that's anything. That's the church. That's the town hall. That's the schoolhouse.
They all had one design. There was one engineer or whatever that's called.
I don't know. Make it a box. Put a stove in the middle of it. Okay.
Okay, cool.
And you walk into these old cabins.
There's wooden benches? Yes. Yes.
And I would have been a giant in olden days.
Right? Yeah, they were all my size.
Dude, I can't fit through doorways in these old cabins.
No, everybody was me. They were. I'm a king back then.
And I'm not even that tall. Like, you get, like, a real tall guy or a tall woman going through these cabins.
Yeah.
The roofs are, like, 6 feet. They're not high.
And just even the
ceilings, I mean.
The things that they have to use, like the seats and the chairs and all that, they're more for smaller people.
But I say that all because it puts it into perspective. When you visit places like that and you think of a day like today and how literally you're in a room with no insulation, let's be real. There was nothing.
No, it was just
And then the
planks.
Stove in the middle.
Yeah.
Stove in the middle.
Planks.
Yep. There's wood walls, and you put a stove in the middle, and you sat there, and you did schooling.
And the teacher used to have to start a fire before class, or else you'd freeze to death.
And you can go, you know what? It ain't so bad. My mom is right. Anytime I see an outhouse, I appreciate what I've got.
Yeah, I don't know how that's even feasible.
An outhouse? No.
Not in this country. It's not feasible.
It's just not feasible.
No, it's baffling. I could never, like, think about right now.
Exactly!
You have an outhouse right now, you have to go poop outside.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know that I think it's a little bit out of our range, but you're listening in Saranac Lake right now.
Yo!
You have to go outside to poop right now. Wind chill negative 29. What you think about
where's
that?
Where's our lakeys at?
Right? No.
What do we call them? Where's our snack? Saranac Lake listeners would be snack. Let's call them snacks. Where's our snacks at?
Saranac. Snakies?
Snakies? Where's our snakies at?
Snackies? Snacks? I like that. The snacks?
Where's our snacks at?
Where's our snackies at?
No, they're 29 below zero right now.
Yeah, no thanks.
And you have to go out to a room? Not even a room. It's like a poorly built closet in the woods?
It's like they saw some kid's Lincoln Log toys on the ground. They're like, you know, I'm going to go build that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go build that outside right now.
And that's what you did?
And that was it. It was just a room, some wooden floors, a couple windows.
I'm not going to act like I wouldn't just have a box of my feces by the bed because I'm not going outside.
No, that's
like me back then. I'd be like, I'll take it out in the morning.
They had those.
I know, little bedpans.
Yeah, like that was what you did. Because they probably did, and they're like, no, we're not going outside. No. Pooping this right next to your bed.
Because you got
to
think, man, there's what? What were you saying? No, I don't know. What were you laughing at?
I can't. This picture. You in the middle of the night, just sitting next to your bed, just rolled out of bed, and you're just, and then your poor wife looking over. What are you doing? Pooping.
Yeah, using the chamber pad.
Just 2 feet from your poor wife's head.
But I'm saying, like, we didn't just discover Saranac Lake. There's been people up there for a long time.
Yeah.
So right now,
it happened.
Our snackies are having a good time because they've got indoor plumbing in homes, and they're good.
Yes.
100 years ago up in Saranac Lake, a day like today would not be a good time.
No, you have a bad time.
You're having a bad time.
It's where you have to, they used to hunker down, get ready for the winter, and just stay inside all winter long or else you die.
It just stunk in that cabin because they're eating porridge and cabbage water and
they're just
using their chamber pots.
Like pooping in metal buckets that if you got to go outside and dump it, you have to hurry up and go quick or else you'll freeze out there.
But also don't attract the bears.
Oh, no, bears.
Because you might die, too.
Bears like big piles of poop?
Well, they just like, you know, wherever you got. You got food over there?
They want my big piles of poop.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. If you want to jump in and say good morning, we would love to hear from you. Yeah, a lot of you. I would think all of you are closed or delayed, right? Is everybody actually open today?
Oh, I don't know.
Is everybody open?
Yeah, I can't imagine they are, because this is one of those where beforehand, if there's a storm coming, then, you know, some places close as a little preemptive strike, but that's where you don't really know, so you can't. With the cold, you do know. You know what I mean? It's one of those, like, it's going to be a fact. It is going to be too cold.
Too cold.
First, you know, walkers.
Yeah, and this is the kind of day that you show your respect to the townies. The townies that you pick on all school year long.
Yeah, this is because of them.
That's because of them.
I mean, it was back in our day.
Same. I don't think the buses can really run in this either.
Too cold.
I don't know much about diesel engines, but I think when it gets this cold, you know how they put like the little block over the front of it to stop the cool air from coming in?
Yeah.
Like a diesel engine needs to stay hot. I don't think it can in this. But the buses, because you can't idle in this or whatever, but
everybody just go to bed.
Everybody go back to bed.
Go to sleep.
But all year long, you're like, yeah, the stupid Jackson family has to walk home, and you're being a dick to them.
Yep.
Well, today's the day you're thankful for them.
Yep.
Like, you know what? Hey, Derek,
sorry I was a dick last week. Thanks for the snow day, bro.
Bro move. Bro move.
Huh?
We don't have shoes. Thanks. What?
No, that's cool, Derek. Thanks, man, though.
Huh?
Thanks for having a walk. I'm saying thanks for having a walk home because you're the reason I'm going to go to school today.
The cheese we had doesn't melt.
Thanks, bro.
You're okay, man. Cool, man.
We've got lawn furniture in our living room. Cool.
I got Christmas presents from the church basement.
It's funny because we were those kids, all right? It's funny because we were those kids.
I don't think I even ever had to get presents.
No, I never had to. We were never that poor. We were never that poor.
But we did. I was a walker briefly, as we did live in the apartments.
I was briefly a walker.
I could at certain times of like Kinney Street if I was real lucky and it was like warm out, but I was too far away. It was just that weird sweet spot where I couldn't ride my bike to ESM.
Yeah,
it was just too far away.
Uh huh.
Because I would have to rip down Kirkville Road, and that's not safe. It's not good. I don't ride your bike
Thanks
on a highway.
Thanks for the snow day, Derek. No problem. Want a cigarette? No, I'm good. Good, man. I'm good.
I get them from my grandma, who also lives with us.
I take them from my grandma's pocketbook. I sell a Lucy. No, I'm not looking to buy a Lucy, Derek. Just saying thanks. Cool, man. See ya.
It's broken, but he's still going to smoke it. He'll hold his cigarette.
Oh, man. We love them. We love all shapes and sizes. Katie was a walker. Katie, thank you for the snow day. Thank you for the snow day. Tonight, I guess we'll bring them back. The house party, baby. Tonight, we'll party it up in Twitch. Josh, what's the house party? Where do I got to go? Do I got to park? No. That's the beauty of it. We're all a bunch of grown-ass folks now who don't want to leave the house, so I do it at my house, and you stay at your house.
I like that.
And it's very warm and cozy because it's going to be cold tonight.
Yeah,
and then we
hang
out. So
it'll be a good night to just hunker down.
Hunker down, catch a buzz.
Sit there, catch a little buzzski.
Hang with your boy.
Do the this thing with your coffee cup. But you're looking out the window at the cold and the wind. And this house party is nice.
I was saying that I want... I was telling Cody that I'm craving Pizza Hut today. It's Friday night takeout. Friday night takeout is back.
It's back. Yeah.
And now that we've been talking about the Big New Yorker all week, I wanted to want to see if I can convince the family to let me get some Pizza Hut for takeout tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good idea.
But all the reviews so far from you guys have been the Big New Yorker isn't like what it used to taste like. And
yeah,
I don't think it's gonna. You can never relive that world.
But I feel like they could have, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They know the recipe. Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Like Tom and Twitch are saying they got the cup pepperoni and then they put that breadstick seasoning on the whole thing.
Is that new?
Yeah, they didn't do that before. You don't need that. I know that breadstick seasoning. You don't need that on the whole pizza. Uh-huh. Let me put it on the pizza if I want. I'll ask for a packet of it.
See, that kind of appeals to me. I like that breadstick stuff.
I do too, but I want the one that was done before.
I know, and they definitely didn't have cut pepperoni back in the 80s and 90s, so that's a new addition to it as well.
So I'll try, because I got a sweet gift card for Christmas, so I got nothing but money.
Who, for me?
Yeah, one of them was Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
Get over there, get the hut, man. Do the hut.
No one beats the Wiz or whatever.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Whatever their slogan is.
Louisville, negative 30 degrees. Oh. Negative 37 overnight tonight. Oh, my God, these temperatures.
Wait, that doesn't even say, wind chill or anything. It just says temperature.
I think blue means wind chill, so it keeps going.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's not.
And then it warms up tomorrow. Holy cow.
You can't go outside in that or you die.
So you got nowhere to be tonight. You go get some takeout. Bring home some whatever you want. You don't got to get pizza. Get Chinese food, San Miguel and Beeville, whatever you want. You get it. You bring it home.
I got to get good.
We snuggle up and we party tonight, 7 o'clock.
I gotta find a good Chinese food place by me. I don't like game.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of the most important things you do when you move to a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You gotta find the good Chinese spot.
Yeah, this is not good.
There's nothing out by you?
The couple I've had, I don't like the way they do my general chicken.
I don't like how they do my genital chicken. I don't care for it. Ooh, a chicken finger sub. That'd be a good dinner, Mr. Anderson. That'd be a good dinner.
Mm-hmm. Do a little chicken finger sub. You do that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You do that.
All right, so I'm gonna...
preface this by saying, buckle up. This is a lot of information I'm about to give you.
I don't have any seatbelts!
Okay? Because there's a lot...
Oh, boy.
I've been a 14-year-old boy. Cody has been a 14-year-old boy. And sometimes you do stupid things.
Most of
the things you do when you're 14 are stupid.
All the way up till even 38. I don't think it stops.
I'm still doing stupid things.
Yep, it does not stop.
I'd like to stop, but it's not stopping. It doesn't end, and I don't think it's ever going to end.
No. No.
So, doctors in Australia struggled for hours to remove a golf ball from a 14-year-old boy's butthole.
He fell on it.
He fell on it. Okay.
What was he trying to do?
Listen, I don't know. We can only guess. We can only put ourselves back to a sleepover.
Bro, I bet you can't get this in your butthole.
You know what I'm saying?
No, what were you doing at sleepovers?
Bro, we were trying to get this, putting
things in each other's buttholes.
Bro, I'm trying to get this in there. I bet you can't.
That's why you weren't invited back to many sleepovers.
You guys, what do we put in our butts?
Hey, guys, Josh is here. What do we put in our butts?
I brought a whole goodie bag. What are we going to trash
here? King, look at all the stuff I brought to put in our butts later. Kid's parents are...
Why did you invite him?
What?
Why did you invite him?
Get in here. What did he just say?
My favorite's going to be the rubber duck.
What did you guys say? You guys plan on putting stuff in your butts.
And I'm going to walk you through... All right, if you're squeamish, just come back in like 5 minutes. Because the things that these doctors attempted... it's like they had never seen this before, and maybe they hadn't.
I would imagine you get a real, it has to be one of the extensions, but you get a real high-powered vacuum, and you just got to pop it
but
in there.
You got to be careful not to prolapse.
Flip it on, suck, pull it out.
Like a shop vac?
Yeah.
Get like a Craftsman shop vac down there?
Yeah.
The unidentified boy, and God thank the Lord he's unidentified, because you can't go back to school after you're this kid.
Oh, God, no.
The unidentified boy reportedly panicked when he couldn't expel the golf ball using normal means.
Like this.
Yeah. So he called his mom. And again, both of our moms would not be shocked by this. I don't think. Would your mom be shocked by this?
Maybe a little at first, but I think it would just be more of that I did something else stupid.
Yeah. Same with me. If I came in the house.
I've never had anything stuck in my butthole.
Mom!
So.
I put a golf ball in my butt. Mom, we were out playing in the yard and I fell on it.
I sat down real hard naked with my butt cheeks spread and I sat right on a golf ball.
My mother would slap my face with her hand.
Okay, yep.
Then we'd go to the hospital much like this.
How did they try to get it out?
They couldn't get it out. So doctors tried removing the golf ball using various devices, including... And again... Some of these are going to make you squirm.
Oh, no.
Suction cup. A net. I don't know. They call it a medical net. Is that like a little mini like fishing net? What are they doing up there?
I don't know. A little, like you do like a fish tank?
Yeah, like get it up there? All right. A looped snare. A quad prong grasper.
They like one of those things with a shark end.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And it's almost like they're listing off the natural predators of the Oompa Loompas when they're reading this up. The Oompa Loompas were attacked by suction cups, medical nets, loop snares, quad prong graspers.
A four pronged grasper.
A retrieval pouch.
What?
I don't know, man.
Shout out
to the Australian hospital that, like, has this stuff,
right?
You know?
Hold on. I got to look up what a medical net is.
Yeah, Google medical net for me and describe it.
I just picture
a little mini fishing net, right?
I can't find a picture of it.
Do we have so many people in the medical industry listening right now? What's a medical net?
It's got to be.
Did they just have him, like, did they just, like, put a net under his butt cheeks and just kind of, like, shake him a little bit? See if it would pop into the net?
Just squeeze him. I don't know. I can't find a
You're just tuning in. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're just tuning in for this. This is a 14-year-old boy in Australia who got a golf ball stuck in his rectum, put it up there at home, couldn't get it back out. Not saying I put anything in my butt as a kid because I don't. I mean, maybe I did. I don't remember, but I don't think I did. But it's not beyond.
I don't think I did,
but there's also a lot of times.
I think you would remember.
No, but don't you have a lot of those things where you're like, I wonder if I repressed that memory. Don't you think like that?
Maybe, but not. I feel like that I didn't. If I put something in my butt, it wouldn't be repressed.
But if somebody else put it in your butt, maybe you repressed it.
Maybe, yeah, but
I'm always like, that's why nothing is ever out of the realm of possibility with me, because I always wonder, did you repress that memory, though?
So even when
did
you're fine,
you,
you're
you
like,
it?
What did I forget
yes,
on purpose?
You. Isn't that
no, I
the
don't.
Word, like, how mentally broken am I right? that even when I'm sitting there and nothing's going wrong, I gotta go, yeah, but what I forget about?
I was probably molested
yeah,
at some
probably
point.
Molested for a while, and then I forgot it.
Yeah, I was probably abducted.
What did I do? What did I forget?
I repressed that time that I spent the summer in a wheelchair.
Yeah, like, there's no, like, my mother's saint claiming there's no butthole emergencies
yeah,
not in my
sure.
history, so.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm saying...
That you know of.
Like, I don't even think a therapist would take me on at this point because
no,
now
they'd be like, I don't have time.
I'm like,
this.
I'm telling you that not only am I focused on all of the bad things that I can remember, I'm focused on things that I assumed happened, but I've forced myself
right?
to forget.
That definitely didn't happen.
Like, that's a sick brain. I got a sick brain.
You remember the time that you fell off a horse and thought you had amnesia and couldn't remember anything?
Right? Or this could all be a dream, and I could be in a coma right now.
No, I'm here.
I mean, this was always my dream situation,
right?
So did I fall out of a tree, and right now I'm just, like, in a coma?
Yeah.
And I'm going to wake up, and
yeah.
I've...
Mm-hmm. I bet you can fly.
Christ. All right, so back to the boy with the butthole. He had a golf ball stuck up there.
I mean, you
couldn't
see
get it out.
You see a golf ball, what else are you going to do?
It's, like, the perfect size. And I don't know, nobody's telling us what a medical net is, so I guess I'll just go past that. It must be an Australian thing.
I think it's just like, it's got to be just a little fish thing.
He got it stuck up there,
yep.
Couldn't get it out of home. Mom brought him to the doctor's.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, no more golf balls up your bottom.
Like, sir, yeah, young man.
They tried a suction cup, medical net, loop snare, quad prong grasper. Like Cody said, one of the things you get at the circus, a little shark mouth on it. You got that on there.
Get that golf ball.
A retrieval pouch and a balloon catheter.
Oh, no.
So they put it up and they're like, blow it up, pop it out of there from the other side. However, the x-ray showed it was still up there after 24 hours. Y'all needed an x-ray?
Right. Could have been like,
did you see a golf ball come out?
The kid was like, no, I don't need an x-ray. It's there.
Trust me.
It's there.
The boy's family was not
thrilled.
They were not thrilled. they were like upset with the doctors because of all these physical attempts to remove the golf ball. And again, I know it's 6:39 in the morning. A lot thrown at you, a lot.
Yes,
but they got it out. Do you want to know how they got it out?
Yes.
They just filled them up with laxatives and let nature take its course, and it did.
Oh, that
and
had
it
to,
shot out of them.
That had to hurt so much.
They said the golf ball, 3 hours after the laxatives, doctors noted a, quote, successful evacuation of the golf ball and observed no evidence of bowel injury. Okay.
That sucks. Once he had to do that, then they had to go back in there and, like, root around and be like, all right, you good in there?
Yeah.
Like, no, I just had a golf ball in there and all those other tools. Good. Can you maybe not do that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, please let me heal up a little bit.
Thank you.
See? All right.
Yeah, apparently it is not the perfect size.
Well, who said that?
The text line and Twitch. The golf ball. Apparently it is not the perfect size.
No, it would have come back out.
Yeah.
Good morning, Wayne Mahar.
Good morning.
It's I don't got to tell you this, Wayne, but it's cold outside here in central New York. And,
is it really?
It's chilly. Yeah, it is chilly. I got a quick question. A buddy of mine who was working on a house today said, can you ask Wayne if this weather is going to become unsafe to work outside today? We're building a house in Kaz, and I want to make sure everybody stays safe. Is it going to be dangerous levels of cold, Wayne, or you can't really make that call?
I would, Well, you know, I guess it depends how you're dressed, but yeah. You know, I wouldn't. You know, it's going to be tough being outside for any length of time today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it would be dangerous if you're not dressed properly.
Yeah.
Because we're talking wind chills, that's going to drop down to minus 15 to minus 25 most of the day today.
So, and I'm looking at this, and it's going to keep going down temperature-wise until this evening, right? I mean, it looks like I saw some wind chill reports here in the Syracuse area, like in the 20-something below zero marks today, right? Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, temperatures on the thermometer today, they're not going up, they're going down. I mean, right now we're generally between 5 and 10 degrees, right around 10 degrees above zero on the thermometer right now. But temperatures will drop down to probably 0 to 5 above during the day today. And that's when the wind chill during the day will drop down to minus 20, minus 25. So it's going to be a tough day. You got Friday evening plans. Bundle up. It is going to be tough going this evening with not as far as lake effect snow. That's going to be minor stuff on lake effect snow. But the cold and the wind today and tonight.
Well, what do we add on the Weather Center today? It looks like we're at a frozen lake. Is this up near us? Is this in the state of New York?
Well, actually, no. Okay. This is a shot. This is a sunrise. And you can't see it. There was, you could see a mountain right here.
I do see a mountain.
Ago.
Yep.
Yeah. This is Mount Katahdin up in Baxter State Park in northern Maine.
Oh, wow.
The Allegash up there.
Oh,
and this is where they've got a wind chill warning up. And northern Maine, northwestern Maine, their wind chill warning today and tonight, wind chills as cold as minus 60.
Oh, my God, Wayne. I mean, it's at a certain at a certain level of cold, you can't even tell the difference anymore. I mean, right? It's like whether it's, you know, like 15 below or 60 below at this point.
Just
yeah. But OK, I'll let you give the rundown of what we're going to see here locally, as it is going to be very, very cold and potentially dangerous if you got to be outdoors. So give me the rundown through today and through the weekend there, Wayne.
OK, I'll tell you what. Here's a little teaser. Big changes through the weekend today. Temperatures on the way down. Clouds, sunshine, windy, cold and getting colder. Some light snow showers and flurries around. When you get this cold, you don't typically get a lot of lake effect, okay? So there's going to be some lake effect snow showers and flurries around, but the air becomes so dry, it doesn't hold much moisture. The granules of snow become so small, like beach sand, it's actually tougher to get accumulation. So amounts of lake effect snow are not a factor today and tonight. But there will be some blowing of snow around. Be aware of that. Temperatures today falling to around 0 to 5 above on the thermometer. Wind chill today, minus 15 to minus 25. Same thing this evening. You got Friday evening plans. Wind chills way below zero. Now, the weekend, big turnaround. Tomorrow, clouds and flurries, and then the sun comes out, becoming partly sunny. Breezy, but not as windy. High tomorrow, getting up around 20. And then Sunday, we're going to double it. Sunshine, then increasing clouds, breezy, milder. High temperature Sunday afternoon, 40 to 45.
Wow, what a sweep of temperatures we're going to have here, from very cold to almost like spring-like temperatures.
Oh, yeah. No, you need the Dramamine. Strap yourself in for this weekend's temperature.
All right, Wayne, thank you for the update. We'll check in on Monday, sir.
Have a good weekend. Thanks. Stay warm.
Wayne Mahar gives us the weather just before 7 o'clock. Yeah, going to be a little chilly.
Yeah, just wrap yourself in a blankie.
Sit at the house party tonight, 7 o'clock. You don't got to go anywhere. Happy Friday. It's a cold one.
Yeah.
But don't worry. Tonight we warm it up. We get hot, baby. House party tonight, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
We're going to dance.
We're going to dance. It's just a hang. It's just a fun Friday night hang. We do it in the cold weather months. And we hang out on Friday nights.
Gonna drink alcohol.
Y'all can drink booze. Go nuts. I gotta stay sober through it, because otherwise I get real.
Sure. Watch him. He pretends like he does, but he pounds. Oh, man,
that is true. I'm drinking my water bottle, and
yeah,
it's actually vodka.
Yeah, it's water bottle.
Now, if I got hammered during that thing, y'all would be listening to just the weirdest stuff.
It would go from saddest emo song.
Oh, it'd be
to
just some
the weirdest '90s
yeah.
video game.
Guys, let's just Let's just put on the Sonic the Hedgehog 2 soundtrack and listen to it. That's all it would be. It'd be just me listening to the weirdest music.
It would do like that, too.
No, we party. We have a good time. We have a good time. No, 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I feel like this should have been a bigger story. We should have been keeping an eye on this until it happened.
Oh, boy.
Not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Oh.
But, like, you know how on the world's oldest dog, it's like a celebration. And like, oh, this dog has lived to 15 years old. Or this dog has lived to 20 years old. And they'll make a big news story about it.
Yeah.
They just discovered a dog that blew all of those out of the water.
New oldest dog ever?
Bro. Bobby?
Little Bobby?
Little Portuguese dog.
Okay.
Almost 31 years old.
Oh my God.
I've got friends younger than this dog.
That would be like if my old dog Harold was still alive.
Like, we're just finding out about this dog now?
That's great. Where is he?
The Guinness Book of World Records has introduced Bobby.
You know,
no, Bobby doesn't move. Don't touch Bobby. Don't touch Bobby. The world's oldest dog ever at 30 years, 266 days years old. 266 days old.
Oh, my God.
The Portuguese dog took the record from what we all thought was a super old dog, Spike, who was 23. And we're like, dude, how could a dog live till 23? Well, Bobby's like, how about 30?
How about that? You've got the dirty 30 on you.
Bobby has broken a nearly century-old record for being the oldest dog ever, was set by Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who allegedly lived to 29 years, 5 months back in 1910. Bobby is over 30 years old. He has lived his entire life with the Costa family in a rural village of Portugal. Bobby is a purebred, and then a whole lot of words I cannot say, which is a breed of livestock guardian dog with an average life expectancy of 12 years.
That's insane, man. Has he got any problems? Like, are they like, yeah, he's blind, though. We got to put a diaper on him.
I would imagine, and I'm trying to find a photo of it because I know he's going to look gnarly.
Right? Imagine if he just looks like a normal puppy. Hey, what's up?
He actually don't look so bad.
No?
No, I might be able to bring this up because it's a YouTube video. Hold on a second.
Huh.
Like, he doesn't... If that's him, hold on a second. I'll show you in Twitch. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY. If this is actually Bobby...
That is not what I expected that dog to look like. He looks like Ringo.
He looks like Rick Gary's dog.
Yeah.
Here, I'll bring this. I don't know if this is in Portuguese, but we'll find out real quick. I'll play this for you guys. Twitch.tv/KROCKCNY if you want to meet Bobby, the dog who's over 30... The dog who's older than some of you listening right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
I'm a bee. look at him.
Wow. He's fine.
He was registered in 1992 as a puppy. He has all the paperwork to prove that he's over 30 years old. His confirmed age is, like I just said, 30 years, 266 days. He is so spry.
Yeah, for being 30, he's walking around.
He was due to be put down as a puppy along with the rest of his siblings.
Wow. Why?
The current owner, Lionel, was able to hide Bobby and eventually make him part of the family. That's beautiful.
That's crazy.
Dude, this dog does not look 30. Is this dog the same age as his owner? All right, Bobby's owner has a few theories. He said something about how he feeds it people food, not dog food. He also claims that, like, the area they live in is calm and peaceful.
Interesting. What type of people food?
He has been never attached to a leash and always allowed to roam free, which he claims makes him live to 30. If you're just listening, I'm describing some of the things they're saying in Twitch. He spends a lot of time. He's very social. For a dog that's 30, he's moving
Look
better
at
than
him.
Me.
Yeah. He's hanging out with his cat.
He's got a cat friend. Well, listen, happy record holding there, Bobby. Congratulations. Right. He drinks about a liter of water a day. It's me too. That's my same approach,
right,
Bobby. He's drinking a lot of water.
You and Bobby, you're going to live forever.
I'm going to live till I'm 30. He's always eating human food. Well, twitch.tv/KROCKCNY if you want to see Bobby.
Wow.
30-year-old dog, bro.
That's pretty cool, man.
30-year-old dog. Well, I got a couple of things I want to get. Well, did you know today's National Bubblegum Day? Did you have, for those of you who celebrate?
I don't know. Looks, well, I'm all out of bubblegum. I'm going to have to kick some ass.
Nice, nice. And I was just reminiscing about my favorite bubblegum flavors the other day, as a matter of fact, because I have two. Well, one I didn't know that I would like, but we went to the John's over at the mall.
Okay.
Kids got cola, Hubba Bubba bubble tape.
Say that 10 times fast.
Cola, Hubba Bubba bubble tape.
Hubba Bubba bubble tape.
They got cola flavored bubble gum.
Okay.
And then, dude.
Did you get the old school?
No, but I've been really craving the last few days, and I don't even know if they make it. That grape Hubba Bubba, remember the grape-flavored gum?
I do. I do remember
the
that.
The fake grape. I want some of that so bad.
That was a good one. But it's not like, it doesn't hold up today. Like, today I don't want it, but the watermelon one of that. The
That's
big,
a summertime gum.
That big square hubba bubba watermelon.
Or the cotton candy one, dude.
When that came out, it was like that purpley kind of blue pink
purple and blue
there, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Those hubba bubba gum was had its era.
Oh, dude, man. In middle school.
I like that it's still a thing, though.
In middle school, Tim Gravelding used to sell gum out of his locker. And when the cotton candy dropped, bro, that was the hottest flavor in middle school.
You're like, whoa.
That was the hottest flavor in middle school. Everybody had to have it.
Like, yeah, why don't you come over here?
It sold out. He sold out so fast because it was so good.
I got one piece left. Saved it for
Didn't they make a great big league chew as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, they did.
And it just all ties together because if you've listened to the show on K-Rock long enough, you also know that our brains, they don't function right. Like, no. Something's wrong with our brains.
Yeah, they fire weird.
So most of my day is my brain is just playing songs.
Okay, yeah, yep. I get
it. And it's been playing two these last couple of weeks. One is not gum related. One has been a mashup of the Burger King song with the Pepto-Bismol song. So
yes,
my head
have.
Goes.
Yes, you have been.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, which is the melody of the Burger King Whopper thing.
You rule.
Yeah, it's been doing that. Also, for some reason, my brain just keeps going, juicy fruit is gonna move ya. The juicy fruit is gonna run through ya. Because I don't know the words.
No, yeah, that one I do know. Yeah, yeah.
But it just.
Something, something.
Yeah, it's going juicy, 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 gonna juice ya.
Yeah!
Yeah! Like, I don't remember the juicy fruit song, but it's been in my head.
It pumps you the hell up.
Been in my head, man. The taste has gotta move. I gotta hear that jingle.
Bubblegum.
Hold on, is there a commercial?
Yow! They better do that after.
Well, you had to. In the 90s, every commercial had to end with a, yeah!
They really did.
Hold on, is this, let me see if this is the one I want.
Burger King, and juicy to ya. Eating Whoppers and Whoppa 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 move ya. Yow!
Terms apply, cancel anytime.
Only one great tasting juicy flavor really gets you moving. Get your friends geared up, grab a stick of juicy fruit.
The taste is gonna move ya.
Juicy taste, going strong. The taste of juicy fruit is gonna move ya all day long.
Woo!
Juicy fruit,
yeah,
is gonna move ya.
Got the taste.
You do like bike tricks and stuff.
Wow. Juicy Fruit, the world's worst gum.
Terrible.
Other than the
Fruit Stripe.
Don't say that, or the spearmint one of that same stick.
That was my nanny had that all the time in her purse.
The spearmint?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
The spearmint bubble gum?
I bet the one my mom carried around in her purse tops that one.
What was it?
She used to only ever chew that sugar-free, care-free gum. Remember that? Like the pink stick? That.
Oh.
That.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful bubble
Just
gum.
Just straight bubble gum. That's it.
No, my Connie nanny had spearmint sticks in her purse. My honey nanny
would have spearmint in her purse, or because my honey nanny smoked, so she had like that. We've talked about it before. She had that. Remember that little like. It looked like a coin purse, but it was bigger, so grandma could put her cigarettes in there, gum was next to the cigarettes.
Yep.
So my nanny would open her coin purse, and there'd be her cigarettes, and then next to it was either sticks of spearmint or sticks of Big Red. Big Red cinnamon gum.
That?
And you'd hand it, and it would have, like, you know, like I know we're doing a beer tasting later, but sometimes like that, Big Red has a
little cigarette.
Little taste of Newport.
Yep,
little cigarette to it, you know?
You could smell it before you put it in your mouth. You're like, that's cigarette.
Yeah.
Nah, did you ever used to, growing up, do the thing with the Big Red wrapper?
What?
Or you get,
stick it to your head?
Yeah. You burn like a son of a bitch?
Yeah, it was dumb. It was so dumb.
Why did it burn your skin like that?
Because of the cinnamon.
But cinnamon shouldn't burn the Jesus out of you. Do you remember how bad that hurt?
No, because I didn't do it regularly enough to remember it.
Like, it was so confusing. You were like, hey, lick that and stick it to your forehead. You'll have the worst pain of your life.
Yeah.
Like, what? But I'm just going to chew the gum?
Yeah, man. Yeah, Pat Lucas says Big Red was popular among cigarette smokers.
Ugh.
I don't know why. My nanny either had Big Red or she had the spearmint. Oh, remember the kids in school that would take the bubblegum wrappers and make those long, like, chains with them?
Yeah.
And you're like,
you've got ADD.
You've got a talent.
Yeah. No, it was impressive.
I wonder if the Big Red hurt because it was on foil. Like, maybe the foil was conducting some kind of electricity.
Yeah, it was something. There was something going on with the foil and the chemicals and then your saliva and then your forehead, and it would just burn.
And then there was a period of time where, I don't know if this is everybody, but gum was out and Tic Tacs were in.
Yeah, so there was a big Tic Tac wave.
Yeah, so there was a big Tic Tac wave where my grandma would have her cigarettes, but there'd also be like either the orange Tic Tac that you eat the entire thing of immediately.
Yeah.
Or like she'd have like the occasional Tic Tacs.
Yep.
Gum was out. Too much sugar.
Yep.
Yeah, now you got a Tic Tac.
Yep, Tic Tacs.
Oh, look at all the text lines saying they make you the gum wrapper chains. You guys always blew my mind with how you did that.
Yeah.
You guys are so talented.
Oh, they're good at it.
The orange Tic Tacs, they never, you don't eat those one at a time. Or was I the only?
No, you had to do 1,000.
You had to eat the entire, you just open it up, you dump the whole thing in your mouth.
All of them.
It's like, what are we even doing, orange Tic Tac? What are we, like, what are you? Are you a mint? Because you're not a mint.
No, it was
you're
like
a little candy.
Yeah, a little orangey candy. It was awful.
Yeah. Checker Mint Bubblicious was my favorite, text line says. We're talking today's National Gum Day, Bubble Gum Day. We're celebrating.
All right, I'm going to go look under some tables, grab some.
Text line, I still have my gum wrapper chain from middle school.
Wow.
Yeah, that's high praise.
That was my favorite gum, though.
What?
The gum that people would leave for you. It was so good.
The free stuff?
They were like, you got to try this. Yeah. And they would stick it under like a table for you for you to have.
Free stuff?
Man. That was
What's the worst gum? Besides, you said fruit stripe sucks. Juicy fruit sucks.
Juicy fruit.
I can tell you the worst gum right now.
Big Red. What?
The gum that's inside of a blow pop is the worst gum.
Oh, man.
It's barely even gum.
No, you chew it and you're like, oh, is this gum? And then you're like, wait, where did it go?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait, there it is. Never mind. You got to spit it out.
Like, how does it disappear? How does it dissolve?
You remember, I don't know why I'm remembering it, but remember that mint gum that was a cube, but they were like, hey, what if we take a little bit of toothpaste?
Yeah, that was right after I was
put it in the cube and you bite down and a bunch of gel would pop out and you're like, what is this?
My daughter, whenever I'm at the grocery store, I'll text her and say, do you need anything from the grocery store? And it's always Polar Ice gum.
That's a good one.
Which I can't ever find.
That's a good one. Polar Ice is a good one. It's not a blue package.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird little containers now. Oh, really? I was going to say, it's not green.
Yeah.
It's like a different color that from the two of them there, like almost like a teal.
Yeah, like the way gum has evolved.
Yeah.
Is crazy because now it's just in little like plastic cups and it's in cubes, like you said. It's in weird shapes.
Yep. The little, I don't remember what it's called, but that's what it is.
Just we've come a long way. Cubes. We've come a long way from Big League Chew. Great Big League Chew, bro.
Big League Chew.
You get me some great Big League Chew.
Okay.
I'm set.
That's it.
I'm set.
He's done for the weekend.
Tonight, I'd love it if you stop by our Twitch channel at 7 p.m. as the house party returns. First one of 2023. I'll be playing the tunes. We'll be hanging out together, enjoying some green, maybe a little booze.
Oh,
maybe a snack treat.
Oh,
I don't know what you got planned.
Maybe a big New Yorker pizza.
Big New Yorker pizza. Maybe a Philly cheesesteak. I don't know what you're into.
You're going to get a Philly cheesesteak?
Nah,
you don't know what you're doing.
I really
right
want
here,
pizza
man.
Hut today, so I'm going to make that pitch to the family for Friday takeout. Get a little pizza.
You think you're going to get pushback? You're going to get a little blowback?
I don't expect any pushback, no.
Because that's a simple one. You know what I mean?
It's a layup.
Even though everything you make is mid.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza, right?
Pizza Hut, yeah.
Your kids can't be like, that's dust.
Yeah.
Mid. Pizza.
I don't really want the big New Yorker, but I feel
Fine.
Obligated to get the big New
Fine.
Yorker.
No, you know what?
I want a stuffed crust pizza, to be honest with you.
Then don't get
but
it.
But I feel like I should, for scientific reasons, get the big New Yorker pizza.
You know what? Every time I get a stuffed crust pizza,
mm-hmm.
I always forget that they change. It's a different pizza.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? It's like that thinner, floppy pizza.
Yeah, that's what I like.
But
I like that kind.
I like it right in between.
You like the hand tossed?
Yeah, like right in between there.
The natural hand tossed pizza.
Because that's what I got when I got Papa John's too.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to try that. The cheesy crust there mm-hmm. or whatever. So I was like, all right, you're gonna do a stuffed crust. I'll try yours too.
Yeah,
it tasted pretty close to Pizza Hut.
Probably the same company that makes the same.
It was pretty
how many
close.
Stuffed crust.
Right.
Crust companies exist out there.
The stuffed crust was literally identical.
Mm-hmm.
It was just whatever couple little ingredient changes they do. You know what I mean? That's what you could
do. Do you get
but
yourself
pretty close?
Do you
man.
Get yourself a starter personal pan? Like a personal pan just for yourself to start off the meal? Do you do that?
You know, I shouldn't be shocked at things you say.
You don't like a little appetizer personal pan?
Are you asking me, do I get a little bit of pizza to eat before I eat my pizza?
Yeah. A little personal pan tastes different than the rest of the pizza.
It's
different. It's different.
I will not argue that.
Yeah.
That's not my conundrum
yeah,
here.
Yeah, a little personal pan to start the party? Eat that on the car ride home?
That's what I was going to say.
By the time you get home, you got a good belly base, then you can really enjoy your dinner.
Then you leave the personal pan box in the car, that way you can throw it away later.
Yeah,
nobody's
you chuck it out the road.
Wiser.
Yeah, nobody knows. Stop at a gas station.
Biodegradable. It's cardboard.
Man.
Oh, man.
You don't like a little personal pan pizza? It just tastes different. It doesn't fill you up.
They are really good.
Takes you back to your youth. Takes you back to that.
Yep.
You've got your PARP button, and you've filled out, you've read all your books, and you get a personal pan.
You finally think that it's cool enough to take a bite, and it's the hottest thing that's ever been in your mouth ever, and you pull off the entire little triangle thing of cheese in that first bite.
Yeah.
Yep.
The sauce is lava, the cheese is fire, and it's in your mouth, but it's all worth it to get to that crust, man.
It is really good,
That crispy cheese on that crust?
I wouldn't hate. If they had other things...
Mm-hmm.
That I could get at Pizza Hut. Like, I know they have breadsticks and stuff.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean? I don't know what else I would want, but just something else, maybe then I would get the personal pan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if they had those Cheez-It things again.
Oh, those were good.
Those were pretty bomb. But I can't just get... Oh, maybe I just get a couple personal pan pizzas.
Yeah, dude.
Let me get three personal pan pizzas.
Get one of each. Get one of the... Well, I mean, you don't really like a lot of pizza toppings, right?
No, and with those, I think I might only want the cheese for the personal pan pizza.
Same.
Not enough room on it to put pepperoni.
No, you get like one piece. But you can also get the cheesy bread, which is kind of close to a personal pan.
I do like that.
You don't want to seem like a total dirtbag like me. You want to like, no, these are breadsticks.
No, it's breadsticks.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm not
just a little mini square pizza. But all right, you go ahead.
I'm not getting a tiny pizza to eat before I eat my pizza.
That's about the belly base.
Yeah,
because then you don't eat so much pizza.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I do. I try to lie to myself and be like, no. You're doing this to slow down. This is the governor on your pizza intake.
I like that. In order to not eat as much pizza,
I gotta fill my belly a little bit. Gotta get a little belly base, get things saddled, and then all of a sudden,
that way I don't eat so much.
Yeah, man. And Texline, we always say this. With all the great local pizza places, why would you support Pizza Hut? Because we've eaten all the local stuff, too.
Yeah.
We can have both.
No, yep, that's why.
We can have both. I love all the local pizzerias. We know all about them, but I also love Pizza Hut and Papa John's and Domino's.
It's one of the things that we are very much, like when we run for office someday, that'll be our platform, I would imagine. We have so much good pizza in this area
that it's okay
that we are allowed to, on the occasion, get a Pizza Hut, a Papa John's, and Little Caesars.
Yeah.
But definitely not ever Domino's.
No? You don't like Domino's?
I'm just kidding.
Do I like Domino's?
No, remember, we both were like, remember Petro ordered it for us when we were over at IU, and we were like, Domino's? You're going to order in the middle of the day Domino's in North Syracuse with all this stuff around
and it showed up, and it was incredible.
Banging.
But each place, like, this is going to be a real fat guy statement.
Yeah.
They all specialize in something, meaning your best pepperoni pizza is going to be a Pizza Hut.
Oh, okay.
Your best sausage, it's going to be a Domino's.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Domino's sausage pizzas are just better.
I did not know that.
They hit.
Because some sausage I don't like if it's got, like, that kind of, like, rubbery, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying,
Man, this, I don't know what this is. That's interesting.
And Papa John's, I just like them for the garlic butter. I mean, it's really just a cardboard conduit for me to eat some garlic butter.
Dude, I was dunking.
You love Papa John's.
I don't know what it is. I really like them. I just like the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But the last time I went there, I made sure that I don't even know if they, now that I think about it, I don't know if they charged me for all of them.
Yeah.
I got like six of those garlic things. I was dunking them, man. Dunking stuff in it all day. I still have a couple left. I was dunking pizza logs in it.
Oh my God, bro.
It was.
You can buy a big jug of that stuff. Just go anywhere, Amazon, whatever. You can buy a jug of the Papa John's garlic butter.
I mean,
if you want your arteries to completely close up, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a little mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. Head coach Jim Boeheim on the line. Good morning, coach.
Morning, Josh.
So, Benny Williams had the personal day. It's none of my business why he needed a personal day, but we're going to see him back at the game on Saturday, right?
He's back in practice both days, so Wednesday, Thursday, you know, he practiced Friday, so he's ready to go, and, you know, everybody's calling his father, and, you know, what's the real story, and, you know, this is a real story. He took a day, and he wanted to regroup, and he's back at practice. So
we had talked. We'll see. That you had mentioned in your press conferences about free throws. Is that something you've been working on this week with the team?
You know, we're a pretty good free throw shooting team. It's really the first game that's just come up like this, and it's unfortunate. We've been making those free throws, and I think we'll make them the next time.
I think that we really have seen a lot of that full court pressure you've put on the other teams this year. The team looks good when they do that. Is that something you've been practicing as well, is putting that pressure on the other team?
Yeah, we use it. Some teams it's better than others against. It really depends on a game-by-game basis. But, you know, we're playing better. We just have to finish the game and get a win. It's playing good is one thing, but you still have to finish and win. So hopefully we can do that.
All right, Coach, and your biggest threat against at Boston, what have you been looking at this week?
Well, they just beat Clemson, the number one team in the league, so obviously they're good at home, and they're playing good basketball right now.
All right, Coach, safe travels. We'll check in next week.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jim Boeheim, for joining us on the air this morning. You can catch that game tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Boston College, Mohawk Valley, right here on K-Rock, baby.
You're his favorite member of the media.
I think I am.
100%.
I think I am. I don't bother him. I try not to annoy him. Nope. I mean, I'm generally annoying, but I try not to annoy Boeheim, you know? And he's had a week of grumpy press conferences, so I'm not going to keep pushing that button. Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is none of my business why Benny Williams needed a personal day.
No, I don't care.
I'm not going to, whatever, I don't care.
But that does suck, though, the people getting hold of his dad.
I know, like, guys, relax. Jesus. Like, if I'm Benny Williams, I'm just going to go, hey, guys, I had diarrhea. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
I couldn't come to the game.
Couldn't run.
I couldn't run.
If I ran, I pooped.
I had the runs, so I couldn't run. What do I tell you?
Yep. Anytime I took a hard step, little squirt.
Guys, I'm telling you, as somebody with IBS and ulcerative colitis, diarrhea gets you out of so much. Just use it as an excuse.
IBS is the, well, I mean, I'm sure yours is colitis is worse, but IBS sucks.
I think I'm more in check than you are because I take those infusions, so I don't have, like, the surprises that I used to have.
It's just the worst where you're just hanging out.
Not that I'm saying Benny has IBS. I'm just saying that's our excuse.
No, yeah. You're just perfectly fine, and you're like, oh, I got to poop my pants.
Then you got to go.
Oh, great.
But I will tell you, as someone who suffers, and Cody, someone who suffers, that will get you out of having to explain anything else about So even if you're lying, Benny, just say, nah, I had diarrhea.
Yeah, no. IBS was acting up.
And he's like, hey, man, why, hey, man, I told you to be here 10 minutes ago. Yeah, diarrhea.
I had to take a diarrhea.
You want to get out of something? He's like, I got poops. I can't come.
Yep, no. Can't. Nothing I can do. Pooping all over.
Yeah, I can't. You want to get out of a car ride? Dad, I can't get in the car. I got diarrhea.
That is always the worst, man. That triggers all the anxieties when you're like, oh, got to do a nice long car ride. Hope I don't have to all of a sudden poop bad.
Guess I won't eat for 2 days.
Yeah.
I guess I won't. All right, coming up this hour, very busy 8 o'clock hour. Holy smokes. We've got Brent X, bottom of half.
Ooh.
It's sports with Dumb Dumb Brent X.
He's what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
He's like a public enemy number one
what
around
do you do?
Here now.
What did he do?
His Boeheim article.
Well, I don't know when anything happened.
Not, I don't think anything happened, just how he said, how he's like, that's enough of that.
Oh, enough of Boeheim being snippy with the media?
It's enough is enough, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, look at Brent X, dude. Oh, no, good it's for like, him.
And again, this isn't me defending Boeheim, but it's like you've never met an old man before. He's an old man. Old men are grumpy.
No, it's just, it's
like,
it's,
what do you care?
It's just an old act, I think. That's what everyone's.
People are tired of it.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I just think he's an old man. You're going to get old man attitude from an old man.
Yes, you are.
It is what it is.
Because, I mean, I criticize him all the time, but then I'm on the other side of things where I just see where he just goes, pardon me, where he goes to Gomez, and then he goes over here, and then probably Rick Gary calls him, and then probably two other people call him, and it's the same thing for an hour, so I get where then he's at a press conference. So
he's like, what?
He did have to address the Benny thing.
He did. If I'm him, I would have just come right out and been like, yeah, it took a personal day. Now on to your questions. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Whatever. Not here trying to get in anyone's bad graces.
Next time, ask him, can I coach a game?
Can I drop you or me? You want us to double?
Both. Either one. Say, coach, you want to do like a swap? You come into a morning show?
Jerry's a bro. Maybe Jerry want to hang with us too.
Right? Yeah. Jerry and
Coach
Jim.
Autry, and we can sit there. And
yeah, they can come do this. And then we go do that.
And then we go out there and be like, dude, what are you doing? Just chuck it up from the three every time.
Dunk it.
That's the most points. Like, why are you going closer?
No, right back there is three of them.
That's three. Like, that line says 3 points. Why wouldn't you shoot from there?
And get the tallest guy in there to shoot him. That way they're closest to the basket.
Like, this isn't hard,
guys. What's that guy's name? Yeah, or just like half a point every couple games? John Bolajak,
yeah.
Get out there.
Get him in there.
Huck threes.
Get him in there.
Jesse Edwards. Guess what? No longer inside the post.
Yeah,
you're hucking threes.
Dunk it, guys. Guys, on this team, we live above the rim. So get there.
Jump.
Establish residency above the rim.
Jump from the free throw line and no one will be able to stop you.
So like I said, 8 o'clock hour, very busy. We'll talk to Brent X. We will and have some beers branching out bottle shop in for the first time this year.
Twist it.
So have some beverages. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.
Yeah.
We're partying. It's going to be cold. You don't want to leave your house.
Nope.
And you don't have to with the house parties. I'll do them Friday nights here for the next couple of months. All you got to do is turn on your smart TV, your laptop, your iPad, whatever, your iPhone, your phone, whatever you got. Go to twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Play your requests. We just hang out. It's fun.
Good time, bro.
7 to 8, but of course you guys can extend the party with bitty bitties, and you usually do. So usually we go 7 to 9. So
7 to 7, baby.
Seven. We're going 12 hours tonight, man.
Through dawn time. All home. To touch my butt.
Like, I think these headlines are kind of stupid, because all it does is, like, create this constant battle between, like, millennials and boomers and Gen Z or whatever.
Yeah.
All that this does, it says a new survey finds the majority of Gen Z and millennials are burned out from adult responsibilities. I would guarantee you go back in any generation is probably burned out from adult stuff.
I bet everybody's burned out from adult stuff.
This isn't a new thing. When you become older and you are in charge of adult things, you get burned out by those adult things.
That's what happens. Although I don't know what that means really, though, like burned out from adult stuff. It doesn't matter. Too bad.
Like, yeah, you can't just not do the adult stuff.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Being an adult sucks, but you can make the best of it.
Man, I'm burnt out from paying these bills. I need to take a break.
I'm not going
to
pay them anymore.
I should just take a break.
Like, being an adult has a lot of responsibilities. If you've got a family, it's got more responsibilities, but you can still make it fun.
Yeah.
You know? It's just different responsibilities. Like, they surveyed a bunch of people. And they asked, all right, well, what's the hardest part of, you know, being an adult? And everybody's got their own answers, but I'm more shocked. Maybe I'm not. 1 in 5 Gen Zs admit they don't know how to write out a check.
Okay, that I understand.
Because why would you?
They don't have to.
Why would you? It's not a thing that we really need anymore.
Yeah, that kind of went away with us.
Check cards, and we've got... I don't know. I write one check a year.
That's what I mean. I rarely have to write a check anymore, so I can see why somebody that's like 5 years younger than me would never have had to have written a check.
Yeah,
or written a check. You wouldn't need to.
29% of millennials admitted they don't know how to change a diaper. Okay.
Yeah, but that's I don't either.
Why? Because why would you?
But yeah, but I'm saying like, but it's not hard. You'd
figure it out.
Take the diaper off.
Yeah.
Remove poopy and pee-pee.
Yeah.
If there's a rash, put rash stuff on.
Yeah.
Put other diaper, new diaper back on. Like, we're like, oh, do you put the dirty diaper back on? Like,
yeah.
How, there you go. Did I do it? I changed the diaper.
Like, I try to look at things with a broad view. And the text line is saying what I'm about to say. For every, like, thing that's miserable right now about us, imagine being an adult 100 years ago.
Right?
That would have sucked so much.
Before they invented toilet paper.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Like every
and diapers
generation
to throw away.
Has the suckiness about it, you know?
Yeah, there was a time like 100 years ago when there was like a dust bowl.
Right. Like, it goes back to what I was saying this morning. Try to appreciate what you got now. Yeah, everything's super expensive now, and it's really hard to do a lot of things.
Yes.
But at least we have indoor plumbing, and at least we don't have the Black Death anymore, you know?
Right. Well. A little bit.
Well, we'll get that back. Don't worry about it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we're not dropping from scurvy.
Yeah, like we're not dying at 27.
We're not doing the Oregon Trail. They literally had an era back in the day called the Great Depression.
Yeah, it was a bummer of a name, bro.
You had to wait in food lines and such.
And maybe your kids were going to die because you couldn't feed them.
And you're like, oh well, sorry.
You know? Sadly, we still have plenty of kids that are still very hungry in this country, but 100 years ago was not a fun time.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
The Arby's Wagyu burger also had regular ground beef mixed in with the Wagyu beef.
Yeah, no, I hear you, dude.
So, I don't really care about these problems.
Yeah. They say 41% of adults now are unable to sew holes in their clothing. I can sew. Can you sew?
Yeah, I can do it. I don't have the things, but I know how to do the needle and the thread, and you do the thing, and you go through the holes and the back through, and you get this, and you do the thing, and then boop, like that.
I get extremely proud of myself when I can bust out the sewing machine and do something.
Because it's cool. That's one of the things. Again, look at the actual life skills we use now that we were taught back in school. I think that's why now a lot of us get so mad when we're like, you had us square dancing!
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell!
Right? Teach me to do my goddamn taxes!
But...
No. And promenade! But okay.
But here's the cool thing. Is that if I have a piece of clothing that has a hole in it, I can sew it up.
Right?
100 years ago, they had to make all of their clothes.
Yeah, they were like, what you doing over there? Oh, I'm making a shirt.
Yeah. And it's the one shirt we own, and we wear it every day.
Oh, is that why your nipples are out? Yeah. I didn't make my shirt yet.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, oh, adulting's hard. Yeah.
So I can just go buy a shirt.
Yeah, I can go to McDonald's. I can just go to Walmart, grab a shirt, and a McDonald's.
Yeah, I can go buy a shirt, get a meal if I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I don't gotta follow a bison through the, you know, I don't gotta track a bison for a month to hope that I can feed my family.
Right? Where'd Paw go? Oh, he left 3 months ago to kill a deer.
Yeah. He'll be back.
Oh, no. He died.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all about perspective, man. It's all about perspective.
No, there was only a couple Hollister stores back then, I think.
I know. You couldn't even get to Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, you had to travel to get there for a while.
Yeah, you had to go for a while.
63% of adults now cannot change their own oil.
Oh.
I could if I had to, but I don't want to.
No, I could not. I have no idea what to do down there.
I don't want to. And it's not even our fault. Like, modern vehicles,
yeah,
they put those oil filters in spots that you need to be a trained technician to even get to it.
No, yeah, I with the new stuff, no. I could have learned all that. It never interested me at all to the point where I avoided it at all costs.
Yeah.
And now, looking back, I wish I did.
Like, with my old Chevy Celebrity, easy to do. Easy to do. Because everything was wide open, the engine was easy to get around in there.
Yeah, see.
But these new vehicles, everything's so compact, I couldn't do it if I wanted to.
Like, I need an oil change right now. That'd be awesome to just pull in somewhere, not an oil change place, but you know what I mean? Just
a garage,
pull into a garage and be able to hop under there and do it myself real quick.
Yeah, right.
An hour later, bing, bang, boom, you're done.
I don't like these, like, divisive headlines where it's like, millennials can't do this. Well, you can't save a PDF, so what do you want me to tell you?
Right?
Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, gang.
Yeah. We didn't have to fend off violent packs of wolves when we would go out for the harvest.
Yeah, yeah. Can you, this is also part of the question, can you change your tire or jumpstart your car?
Yes, those I can do. That I can do those too.
I can change a tire, but I would be extremely nervous to jumpstart a car now.
See, that I can do almost, like, that's, like,
well,
one
of the
very, all that. Well,
I don't want to burn my car up.
I'm not going to jumpstart like a Tesla or anything, but I can do, because then, the worst thing can happen is you got them wrong and it does all the sparks that fly all over and it just looks cool.
No, but I think with newer cars, you can really F your car up because of all the computer systems in there.
Interesting.
Like, I always thought, and I guess it's not, it was, like, positive terminal to positive terminal, negative terminal to negative terminal. But you got to ground one of those, bro.
Oh, no. One of them, you got to clip to a
like
piece
the metal
of metal
piece,
on the
yeah.
car. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I've heard you're not even supposed to, like, jumpstart cars anymore. You're just, like,
oh, really?
Like, trickle charge the battery before you start it. I don't know. I
know it's very dangerous. This is one of those where not even bad advice. Just don't do it.
What?
But I like doing the thing when they are connected and you smack
them
together.
Same. It's cool. Poof, poof. You're making pyrotechnics, bro. It's fun.
Yeah, I do like that.
You're making pyrotechnics.
Definitely don't do that.
Yeah, Texan says it's super easy to fry cars now. Just
interesting.
Paid for a claim on that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to mess that up.
Can't jumpstart a Tesla. It's completely electric. Interesting. So when you have
a triple stamp, a double stamp.
Well, I didn't know that. That's cool.
I did the tire. I did. Yeah. And this was me, too. Like, they say that Gen Z was asked, when do you think you'll have it all figured out? And they're like, by the age of 30. No.
What?
You never have it all figured out.
Yeah, no, you're not a poster.
No one you know has it all figured out.
No, that's one
you
of those.
You probably think that, like, your parents or your boss or they've got it all figured out. They don't. They're just as dumb as you.
You always think that growing up that you're like, man, I can't wait until it's all right here. And
yeah,
I'm
man.
Good to go. And then you get here and you're like, you were all faking it?
Yep. I tell you all the time, that was the biggest shock of me coming an adult.
Right.
Was that I always thought adults knew everything and they had it all figured out. And then I get here and you're all stupider than the next one.
Yeah, right. 10-year-olds do know it all, I guess.
I always thought, but once you're in your 40s, that's when people are really smart. And you're all dumber than the last.
Ah, balls.
No, you're all dumber than the last.
Yeah.
Some of you are even, like, dangerously stupid, you know?
Some of you. I don't know how some of you had kids.
Like, some of you barely function. Some of you have probably worked for some of the dumbest people you've ever met. You're like, bosses know best. And then you meet your boss and you go, oh, they're an idiot too? Crap.
Do you ever happen to come across, like, someone that you went to school with on, like, the social medias and you see that they have, like, some type of, not important job, but important job and kids, and you're like, no way.
Yeah.
You were the stupidest son of a bitch. And now you're in charge of so-and-so and so-and-so, and you've got kids?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I'm shocked I'm seeing you alive!
Yeah.
I thought you'd be dead!
You learn, the older you get, the amount of people that can just fall ass backwards into success is staggering. I might even be an example of it.
No,
you know?
No. I mean, you know the kids I'm thinking of in your school
right?
that you're like...
There's dudes that I'll know, and I don't...
Ooh, boy.
There's dudes that, I mean, would eat ketchup for money.
Yeah, or like, that's what I mean. Like,
put the milk pouches as boobs under their shirt.
Well, I mean, that's...
I mean, that's just funny. And then they're like, oh, me? Yeah, I made $270,000 last year doing this.
Well,
like,
it would flip off the principal and tell them to F off.
Good for you, man.
And flip their desk and... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
No one's got to figure it out. Don't expect anyone to figure it out.
Like, you tricked some poor girl and let into her. Yeah. You did that and you left the thing in there.
The sex stuff with her, yeah.
Oh, now Boston cream.
And then going back to like what we were talking about earlier this week with the poverty meals, quote unquote, they say that a lot of adults, 46% of adults now, will just give up trying to make a meal and eat some ramen or something easy like that.
Dude.
1,000 times. It's like you as an adult, one of the worst things is having to figure out a meal every day.
It was my least favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I figuring out, like, oh, what are you going to do for dinner? What are you going to do for food?
Yeah.
Was my least favorite thing. Now, living alone, times that by a billion. I didn't realize how much I hate that. What? I hate it so much. Having to go, I got to figure out food again.
Every day.
And then you get to a certain point, you know, how many nights? It's like, dude.
Yeah.
You better figure this out. It's 4 o'clock. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
It's 6. You're going to do something for dinner?
Yeah,
and then
nope.
You get to the point where it's 7:38 and you're like, just eat pasta, yeah, dude. Jackass.
Yeah, eat pasta.
Good job. Yeah,
there's a
all
reason
day.
I start talking about dinner at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Because it takes the whole day to plan out
yep.
feeding four people.
Oh, that's got to be even worse because it's like a little mini diner where you're like, what do you want? I don't want.
Dude, last night.
What am I going to do?
Last night's a prime example.
Now you probably know why your parents would be like, this isn't a damn restaurant.
Yeah. I've done a bunch of meals this week. So like last night was going to be an easy one. Where I did the chicken in the crock pot, which was unbelievable. I did a big taco night the day my queso Ooh. Failed. We've made some good meals this week.
Yeah.
There's been broccoli and carrots. There's been vegetables in it. So last night, we're all tired. It's all cold. And I'm like, you know what? We're just going to do an easy air fryer dinner.
Ooh.
The air fryer with the tendies, air fryer with the tots.
Nice.
Put out some carrot sticks to be like, you know, I'm your parent. Eat some something.
Dunkin' Ranch. We'll get over it.
So, yeah. So we put that out. My wife makes just some frozen pot stickers that were in the freezer, and they burned just a little bit. She messed something up. Nope, just fine. She ate them.
I'm sure some of you did.
Probably something I did. She burns them just a little bit. Doesn't my son come downstairs and he goes, what's this now? I go, it's got nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with you.
You're up there. Get back up your layer.
You've got tenders and tots right here, bro. Carrot sticks. And he's like, got his shirt over his nose. And he's like, oh, it smells so bad. I go, that's not your problem.
Yeah.
That's mom's meal. You don't got to make a comment about it.
You don't have to eat it.
No. And that's every night of having children.
I'm very guilty of that myself.
Every night.
I still do it now while walking to my parents. Oh, what'd you eat?
Yeah, right? nothing that involves you.
Doesn't matter. You don't have to eat it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it now. Oh, I love it. I hate it. I hate it.
Yep. Yep.
Those pot stickers are pretty good, though.
They're pretty good. The ones?
Yeah.
The Aldi ones?
Yep. Oh, I didn't know Aldi.
Have you seen them?
Just the Walmart ones I would get.
Yeah, maybe she got them there, but whatever. It's just the frozen ones. You put them in a little oil, cook them up. I'll do that with the pierogies, too.
Oh.
That's a good quick dinner.
Pierogies are good.
And we try to. Oopie says we meal plan throughout the week, so we don't got to think about it.
I don't know how you guys do that.
I don't know how you do that either, because I'm not in the mood for. I don't know what I'm going to be in the mood for Thursday.
No, that's even more impressive than going trying to figure out, like, day by day that you were just like, all right, we're going to sit down, and then we're going to do this, and then that's.
No. Nope.
That's almost 10 days worth of meals.
Because I think you and I are very much like George when he went on vacation. He didn't know what outfits to bring, so he just brought all of his clothes, because you don't know what mood you're going to be in that day.
Yep.
I can't tell you on Sunday what I want to eat on Thursday.
No!
I can't tell you on Sunday what I want Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, no.
So I just get up and I decide that day.
I would, if I would ever sit down and like on a Sunday and be like, okay, here's the plan for the week.
I can't do it.
I would change it Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, Monday we're doing spaghetti and meatballs. And then the next morning I'd be like, I don't want spaghetti and meatballs.
Exactly, bro.
And then my whole week would be thrown off. I'd be like, and now we're not doing any of this.
You know, now we're just going to eat pasta again.
Yep, that's it. Where's turkey? Put it in the crock pot.
Good morning. This is K-Rock. Good morning, Brannex.
Oh, hello.
Oh, America.
Would you like to talk some sports?
America's sweetheart right there. Brannex, everybody. Joining us, you know, it's cold outside today, but I would imagine not much is going to be icier than probably Jim Boeheim next time he sees you, right?
Oh.
I would imagine.
Hey.
You've written some articles about old Boeheim this week, haven't you there, bud?
Yeah, guys, I got to tell you,
I've been really struck by the response to not only my column, but just what happened at that press conference. I feel like people are just kind of like, come on, dude, you got to stop doing this. I think it also certainly coincides with if you're somebody that feels there needs to be a change made or you're frustrated with the team, like you kind of look for any piece of meat to pounce on that makes Jim look bad. So I feel like that's why I've gotten so many messages of support here. But it all kind of coincides together, right? In that situation, usually we would cheer Jim on if he's like picking on Doug Gottlieb or something, right? But you get, a college kid asking a straightforward question and Jim looks at him and says, I don't like your attitude. Yeah. It's like, well, is this? And he even said on Orange Nation yesterday, like the kid looked at me funny. It's like, mob movie? You looking at me funny?
Excuse me.
You looking at me?
I don't like how you're looking at me, that kid.
Look, here's the good news in all this. Jim Boeheim still comes to those press conferences as pissed off as ever when they lose.
Yeah.
He's as fiery a competitor as you're ever going to find. But I mean, at the same time, you've done hundreds of these, right? And you kind of have to know how to handle yourself. And also, in that situation, guys, so we were at Jim realized this as the press conference went on, but we were told, so Benny Williams just, I'm going to take a personal day on the biggest day of the year, doesn't show up. That's kind of a big deal. We were referred to the press conference.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know why he wasn't there. So I think Jim kind of got ambushed because we were told he was the guy that was going to tell us. And then the first question got asked, and I think he kind of realized, like, they don't know. Right. So there was a little miscommunication there on SU's part, but fun times, you said, and I don't think I'll be getting a Christmas card from Jim.
Heading out to Boston tomorrow for a 5 o'clock game, and I'm not breaking ground by saying they got to win. It's been a bad stretch here, and they got to start winning some of these games, right, Brent?
First of all, most important thing, have we determined if Paul Sebelia has been let on the plane or not?
He is not on the plane.
Jerry said no, absolutely not.
And
good for Jerry.
I would imagine Jerry has a lot more pull than Paulie Sebelia. So if Jerry says he's not on the plane, then he's not on the plane.
I just want the image of Paul shows up on the tarmac and they're like, no, you cannot get on this plane.
Yeah.
And he's got to turn around and walk away. Now, in terms of Boston College, this is a team that Syracuse beat pretty handily already. However, and my best Stephen A. Smith, they beat Clemson this week.
Yeah.
Clemson's the best team in the ACC. So it's just one of those anything can happen on any given day things. You still can't step in that pothole. And I got to resist the urge to talk about it, guys, because this is normally what we talk about now. But Syracuse is nowhere near the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
They're not even near the bubble.
Yeah.
So what they're playing for is the three-letter tournament nobody wants to go to. I mean, that's the reality of it. Boston College doesn't help your resume in any way, shape, or form. All it does is hurt it if you lose to them. And Syracuse and BC are right there in the ACC standings. The Orange are 6-6. BC's 5-7. So, you don't want a team like BC to leapfrog you there. And look, the only way Syracuse is going to play its way back into any kind of serious postseason conversation is they pretty much got to win out. And I wouldn't be betting on that, Cody.
Not at all.
It's a game or two. It's a bummer of a season, but you got to still admit that I know you covered this a lot this week with the NIL stuff. We're still getting recruits. Like, the team is still getting players. And why is that? Is it because of the money now? They're going to come here and get $1 million and play for the Syracuse Orange?
Yeah, I think that helps. If I'm Elijah Moore, for example, who was flown up here, he's hanging with a Boogie.
With a hoodie. There he
hoodie,
is.
Right?
Yeah.
And fabulous. And then you got Marcus Adams hanging out with Jalen Hurts, and you've got this guy and Adam Weitzman, and nobody knows what the rules are in this whole thing, right? It helps.
Yeah.
Moore not only is going to get an NIL deal that'll pay him more than, several coaches on the team for that matter. He's going to be counseled by Adam Weitzman. These guys, see Weitzman. He's got 20 million Instagram followers. He's big in the business world. And I think they kind of see that as, look at all these people he's hanging out and the connections they can make for him. Right. So that's the good news. I want to know what Elijah Moore was told about Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
Cause this is 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. In basketball, guys, all it takes is a couple big ones.
Yeah.
Like Dino Babers needs 10 of those guys to really compete. Jim gets one or two big stars like that. You can build a team around that. You can go in the portal and just kind of put some things together. So that's the good news, that you can rebound pretty quickly from this. Syracuse is a really, really young team, and I think most of these guys will be back. I think they'll just be natural attrition, as there always is with the portal and everything. But two losing seasons in a row, if that's what it ends up being, two seasons without the tournament in a row, that's not the standard around here. And that comes right from Boeheim, who says all that matters is the tournament.
Yeah. And I hear all this, you know, coverage of basketball, obviously, but have we heard any of Weitzman deals with football players, like guys that he's going to, you know, give some money to come here and play for Dino?
There's some offers out there. Nobody's taking the bait, if you will, because you're swimming in real deep waters there. Think about going up against Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and all these major programs that they're like, $1 million for a quarterback. That's cute. Yeah. I got that right here. Uh-huh. My couch cushions. Yeah, right. And even Weitzman can't, you know, he can't bankroll a whole football team. Yeah. Whereas down there in Georgia, we're capable of that.
So let's wrap up here with some football talk, as obviously Tom Brady retired for the second time this week. He's taken the $333 million he made in the NFL, and beating that now is, like, I think his contract with Fox is something like $335 or something. Like, it's another
$375.
Yeah, there you go, $375. So he's making more. Yep. He's going to make more broadcasting than he did as a football player. And you're hearing that he's even going to kick Greg Olsen out to be at the Super Bowl? Wow.
Yeah, so here Fox has the Super Bowl because it was supposed to be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. And then ESPN, speaking of money, threw a Brinks truck at those two to make Monday Night Football better. So you have Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen calling the Super Bowl, to which 95% of America is going to tune in and say, who?
Yeah.
Right? So Tom Brady signed this deal with Fox, 10 years, $375 million for when he retires, to not only be in the booth, but just do a number of things for Fox, whatever else they want him to do. Olsen's actually been doing really well. I've come around on Greg. I wasn't the biggest fan of him earlier. I actually tweeted about it a couple weeks ago, and I got a lot of feedback on that too, but both ways. People were kind of split on it. But one way or the other, for Brady to just kind of waltz in and be like, hey, Greg, thanks for keeping the seat warm. Yeah. I'm going to take over now. And look, who knows how good Brady's going to be in the booth. I hope he's good. I think he'll be good. But the big thing is why a guy like Greg Olsen's good is he's not like a high level player on a Brady mantle or a Troy Aikman mantle or even Tony Romo. Romo's never honest. Romo's just, Jim, this is so exciting. This is the greatest thing ever.
Oh, he's terrible.
No one needs to tell me what's happening on the field in a distinct way. And Greg Olsen does that. So that's the challenge for Brady, one way or the other. Yeah, my man made a few dollars on the field, and now Fox is going to pay him a hefty fee to sit next to Kevin Burkhardt and talk about football.
So the Fox deal pretty much cements he is done with football. You don't think he's coming back at all?
I think he's done this time. Okay. Cody brought up a good point earlier. He's not under contract. I don't think anybody else really wants to take a chance on him now. I mean, the dude played at a high level till he was 45 years old.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's no debate here. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. Full stop. There's no debate about this.
Yeah.
So I do think he's going to retire this time. It's hard to do that. We've seen that with Jim Boeheim here. Like, you can keep going and you can keep coaching or keep playing. Why stop? Right. That's a hard thing for those guys to walk away. But yeah, Tom's been through a lot in his life, divorce and a lot of things happened in the past year. So I say this, I don't know, man. Maybe training camp rolls around and Tom's like, yeah, screw this, man. Well, true. I got to get back on the field. You never know. But I do think he's done this time.
My final question for you, Brent X, reports, I think yesterday, that Aaron Rodgers had bought a home in Las Vegas. Is that a home for recreation or a home for professional reasons, do you think?
You know, you always got to look at the clues, man. All the Jet fans out there think they're getting Aaron Rodgers, but that would be a very spicy place for him to go in Vegas as well. So. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. He's not playing for Green Bay next year.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
That I do know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Brent, we'll talk to you next week, man. And I appreciate you keeping the hood up the entire time.
Yeah.
He stuck to the gimmick the entire time.
Yep. I like it.
The entire
time. That's what I do.
All right,
Brent.
That's
what I do.
We'll talk next week, bud.
Bye, dummies.
Brent X, QSportsTalk.com, ESPN Radio, of course, Syracuse.com. Yeah. Get all the info right there.
And announcing stuff, man. Like, I feel like everybody that's talking about Brady, do they not remember the words that come out of his mouth?
What?
His voice is so annoying.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be good in the booth.
I love talking about guys.
Well, hey, now, as somebody with a squeaky, annoying voice, I take offense to that.
Yeah, no, but yours isn't. No, his is different. His is like he still has,
like he's going through puberty all the time. Your voice doesn't sound like it's cracking with every word you say.
Well, with Troy Aikman, I like his insight, and he can carry a broadcast. Even Tony Romo, I know you don't like him. I do like that thing that he brings where he's like excited about football.
I didn't really like him at first, and I like him less now. He's fallen off. I actually just read something yesterday that CBS executives like sat him down in October and were like, hey, why do you suck now?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Peyton Manning, I like. Eli, I don't like.
No.
He's not natural in there.
No, I just, he doesn't come off as, like, he's funny in some things, right. But he just always comes off as stiff.
Yeah.
Eli. He's just not.
Like, the player
like
to broadcaster bridge is hard.
It's hard.
I don't remember hearing Greg Olsen, so I don't have an opinion on him. I do love Eric Wood on our Bills broadcast. He's been filling in for.
No, I got no issue with Greg Olsen. He's good. I like him. A lot of people forget, because he keeps kind of being moved down the ladder, that Daryl Johnston, who played at Syracuse and was a Cowboys fullback, one of my favorite players ever. Yeah. I actually have that jersey.
Yeah.
He's a really good commentator.
All right.
So that's one of the things I like. If you're a good football player, I say this all the time, or sports ball player, I would like to listen to your analysis. That's why I can't stand ESPN's Dan Orlovsky, because he was one of the worst pro quarterbacks ever.
Yeah.
And ESPN just trots him out there and like, give us your opinion. And it should be, don't do anything I did because I sucked.
What I never understand is what these TV networks always seem to do, which is they're like, hey, Tom Brady, here's $375 million for 10 years. You don't know if he's going to be good.
And it was before he had ever even retired. They're like, what you do?
He hasn't done anything. How are you giving him a 10-year contract? Be like, here's a year. If you're good, we'll pay you for the year, and maybe we'll call you back.
Yeah, no, here's 10 years and years more than you made playing football.
Yeah, it's like what do you think's going to happen? Because I guarantee if they back out of that, he still probably gets paid.
Right.
Or he wouldn't sign a contract that didn't benefit him.
Or he starts talking, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah,
that's his voice. That's what Tom Brady sounds like.
To sign a guy for 10 years to broadcast, and you don't know anything about him yet. It's crazy. All right, let's drink some beer. Happy Friday! Let's drink some beer.
Okay.
Joel and Carissa are back. It feels like we have not seen you. I don't think we have seen you in a month. Well, no, we saw you at Festivus.
Since last year.
Yeah, yep. I haven't seen you since last year.
Been all the way to last year.
21st. It's been like a month and a couple weeks since we've seen
you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year, guys.
Hi.
Since last year.
So first of all, you've got back from Belize.
Yes.
How long were you stuck in Belize?
Only 2 extra days.
Oh, okay.
Just. Yeah.
But it like messed the whole plan up. We were going to be open for the weekend, but then push it back 2 days. Our day of rest is now Saturday, and it's like, do you open Sunday and then close Monday and open Tuesday? So we're like, crap.
Gotcha.
Everybody should hear that, by the way. We took a day of rest, an intentional day of rest.
We did. We planned a
self-care
day of rest.
Is important.
Yeah, it is. Like
self-care is important. We know you were thirsty.
A day of rest.
Like the day after vacation, you should have a day of,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to recover.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you have pets.
I'm going to clean my underpants.
So
I'm going to get clean clothes.
Correct.
Laundry.
Yes.
I wish you would clean your underpants more than when you just go on vacation.
You wish I was wearing underpants.
Well.
All right, let's drink some beers.
Yeah.
Drink some beers.
I'm sensing a Valentine's Day theme. Am I correct?
So it's a beer bouquet.
Yeah.
It's 5 beers. You pick a bottle for the middle, and then 4 cans snap together, and you put it over the bottle, and it looks like a bouquet.
Okay.
This is just an example. We have other examples on the counter, and you can make your own.
Are they all the same price, or that varies?
It's all varied. So okay. I originally had a different bottle in the middle, and it was like $16.
Okay.
But we have bottles that are like $45, so if you want to get really fancy, you can make a really fancy bouquet.
So you make your beer bouquet over at Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. What's this first one?
We are drinking the Organic Apricot from Samuel Smith's out of England.
We are drinking them out of Whiskey Shooters because we forgot our cups.
What's that?
What's
that's
that?
A weird taste.
What is that?
I taste apricot, but
England.
I taste something else.
What's going on?
There's a little hint of England in there. Yeah.
Oh, bangers and mash.
There's like a cigar taste at the
ooh,
end of it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Blood
little
pudding.
Smoky?
Little blood pudding.
That's probably not a great taste then, huh?
Fish and
chips. No, it's like a sweet, it's the apricot. I've never had an apricot, I don't think. Have I? I don't know if I have. I don't know why I'm asking you.
Maybe you've had an apricot?
It's like a little tiny peach.
Yeah,
I'm right.
That's a good
most
description.
Most of us here have apricots.
I don't dislike it. That's just, I did not expect that to come out of a beer. Tell me about, what style is that?
It's wheat, so you're getting, it's probably the funky yeast that you're tasting.
Oh, I do like wheat beers.
I can
maybe I'll get some wheat beers for tonight's show, tonight's house party.
Do a little wheat beer?
I do like drinking a little beers.
Yeah?
Oh, that's good. What's number two?
I don't know. Joel's covering it with his hand.
Joel.
Yep, sorry. This is from RAR or RAR or some whatever. I don't really know how they pronounce themselves or call themselves or whatever. Yeah, it's called Pulp. It's an American pale ale, 6.2%.
That's dank, baby!
Yeah, exactly that. Yep.
Woo!
We went opposite end.
Dank is a good word for that.
That's dank. What is
that's
that?
That's dank pulp.
That's hops.
Was
tell
doing
me
some stuff on Cocoa Puffs last night that
dry,
was like that.
Bitter finish.
Clearly hops. Where is this out of?
Ooh, Maryland.
Joel skipping.
I like this one. Wow. I really like this
you
one.
You like hops. You if, like yeah, bitter.
I do
you
like hops.
Dank. You like
I do
that
like
dry
dank.
Finish.
I do like bitter.
Dank,
I do
bro.
Like a dry finish.
You're dank.
You're dank, bro.
Are hoppy beers still all the rave?
Yeah.
People still love them?
Well, so it's gentle hops. This one's a little more aggressive. Most people are going for like the New England IPAs that are a little softer, a little fruitier. This does have, I think, orange zest in it, but that still just brings it dryness rather than...
What a varied flavor bouquet we've had so far.
Here we go. We're doing even some more.
We have a flavorful bouquet.
Oh, yeah. It's
Bottle Shop,
it's
Township 5, and Camillus. Get over there and pick out. Like I said, there's not a price on this because you make it whatever you want to make it. Yeah. So
I could make you this one. This one was 21.
Yeah, 21 bucks for this one. But Joel and Carissa are like little beer elves. So if you are like me and you go over and you say, hey, this is what my so-and-so likes, can you make me a bouquet? And they will. So if you got a man or a woman in your life that likes specific kinds of beers... They'll put together a good pack. What is this third one here? What do we got here? It's red.
Sour, so just to prepare you.
Okay. You've already assaulted my taste buds twice.
Yeah, we're staying fruity. We're going to go one more fruit before we do a fruity toot.
Smell that.
It's called wild cherry or
cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
It's from Distill. They do a wild series, which they change all the fruits in. But right now we have the cherry pie. We might have a blueberry crumble at the show.
And where are they out of?
That's really good. They're
Illinois.
Out of a can.
Illinois. Oh, they're out of a can.
Oh, gotcha.
Illinois.
Illinois. Let me try
I like
this
that.
Mmm.
Right? I like that. Not too
I just
sour.
Love the shooters. And stuff.
Right?
Right?
Boom.
Yeah.
It's like taking a shot.
Get rid of it.
You know, that's like literally a cherry pie because it starts with like a cherry and then at the end it's like a graham cracker crust.
Yeah.
I like the aftertaste. Tastes like that imitation cherry pie filling.
Yep.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. I like that.
But you get a little crust at the end. Little crust, I like it.
And a little tart.
Tart. See, Katie says she did it a few years ago. Carissa made her a great beer bouquet for the husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Little crust and little tart is our rap names.
Little crust, little tart, little crust.
Yep.
That's what I'll put on the house party tonight. Little tart.
Little tart. You're little tart?
DJ Little Tart featuring little crust.
I'll be little crust.
We're drinking beer with Branching Out Bottle Shop in Camillus. Running out of time here. So what are we drinking now?
Hamilton's Own Good Nature Blonde.
Ah, New York State beer.
This one's going to calm it down for you. Give you a little palate cleanser. Real easy, smooth drinker.
Right.
It is. There's a beer-flavored beer.
Yes.
Right there.
Exactly.
See, that would almost be dangerous because there's no aftertaste. Like, it was beer, and then it's just gone.
Yep, I can get behind
it. I really like this.
You drink a lot more of them.
Is this a Pilsner?
So it's a blonde ale.
Like
you said
blonde.
You like wheats. It's pretty close. It's in the neighborhood. Very mild.
I like this style.
A little less coriander.
I'm a big fan of the blonde ales.
Yeah.
I like them.
Blonde ales, golden ales, just very light.
Yeah, that's like a beer-flavored beer. Yep. I like that a lot. It's crisp. Very easy.
Yeah. Yep.
Very easy to drink. All right, finally. And again, this is Branching Out Bottle Shop in Camillus, Township 5. What's our fifth?
Oh.
All right, so we're finishing. We're actually going back to fruit, but not in its original form. So this is a double from OEC Brewing, brewed with raisins. So, you know, raisins were a fruit at one point. You know,
raisins.
Maybe it's still.
I don't believe it.
You're going to get your ass kicked. Go ahead. Give me a description.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
That is interesting.
Yeah, let's hear the description.
Josh doesn't even want to try it.
Now, I have to get this thing organized.
Oh,
Now I taste raisins.
Yeah.
At the end.
It's pretty classic for a Belgian.
It just tastes like a normal kind of beer.
Yeah.
A little raisin aftertaste at the very end. It smells more like than it tastes like.
Doubles normally have like a dark fruit
raisin
taste
plum
anyway. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I like this one too.
Yep, raising awareness about the beer. Yes.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I'm done with this show. It's a Friday. I'm done with the puns.
It's been really nice working with you guys.
That's it. We're out of here.
All right, so go through. If you're just tuning in, I'll let them run down all five of the beers we did today.
That first one's crazy.
This is not the official K-Rock 5-pack because it's all how you make your own 5-pack. So see the little beer elves over there and they can assemble whatever your loved one likes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So we got Samuel Smith's Organic Apricot. We have RAR's, R-A-R's Pulp. American Pale Ale. Wild Sour from Distill Cherry Pie. Blonde and OEC's Double.
Love it. I love the selections today. The apricot one shocked me in the beginning.
Cool. Good.
We also are doing a beer run Monday, so definitely check out our Instagram and Facebook. And
they keep it secret, and you got to guess where they're going.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Beer run!
Oh, all right, guys. Listen. Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. What are our hours through the weekend? How can we come see you?
We're 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, noon to 5 Sunday. Close for the beer run Monday. We're always closed Monday. And then come see us again next week, 11 to 7, Tuesday to Saturday.
And any tastings coming up?
Tonight we have Full Bore. It's been a long time. Oh. We've got some cans from them, which is pretty unusual. So
nice cans.
Tonight, 4 to 6, Full Bore. Nice
cans. Warm your bones with some delicious beer. Stay home and then get home for the house party. Go over there.
Yes.
Get some booze.
That's perfect for the house party.
Yes, hang tonight.
Drink a nice high ABV.
Yes. Catch a buzz. All right, we love Branching Out. You guys go see them and get yourself some beers for the weekend. Radio World, going to hand you off to the 90s and 9 with Cake here in a second. Twitch fam. We're gaming. If you've got questions for Joel or Carissa, they usually hang for a little bit in the Twitch stream, so come jump in Twitch and ask them beer questions if you have them. We're going to play just like a Pro Bowl, AFC, NFC today.
But not the Pro Bowl that they're doing this year where it's a flag football game.
No, we're playing an actual football game, so it's a couple of pro teams. What'd you do?
I poked him in the eye. I don't know why he's laughing.
She poked him in the eye, and he poked him in the eye.
Barley slapped me in the wiener.
Oh, Barley, boy.
The happy tail.
All right, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. You get cake, Radio World. It's the show. You're listening to K-Rock.